Again, I'm, you know, Sheila Girl. That's S-H-E-I-L-A-H.
Don't Irish forget way. The H.
It's a good Irish name.
It's a good Irish name. Thanks to my pops, I remember. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. My pops was an auto worker. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. So we had, this was in the 50s and the 60s, so we had a relatively stable upbringing. But Flint was one of those cities where you had world-class public education. We had doctors, nurses, eye doctors, social workers, everyone in our schools. We had some of the best sporting programs. Coming from Flint, Michigan, we know for a fact that the government or any entity, when they abandon you, they don't just abandon you. They abandon you and kick your ass mm-hmm. and do everything else at the same time that they're like leaving, right? And whatever, what else is there to extract from people? So, I mean, you have very basic like water and housing and things like that that are being absolutely stripped away from workers, regardless of whether you're black or white. I'll give you a perfect example. I was doing some organizing in West Michigan. This was right during the time that Clinton was transforming welfare as we know it, right? So they came up with TANF. They couldn't even call it fucking welfare anymore. We got to call it temporary aid to needy families. I mean, how? I mean,
supplementary nutritional assistance.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going around. I'm knocking on doors. I'm, you know, trying to talk to people about organized people. I'm like, you know, I don't have time for this because, you know, I'm about to lose my welfare benefits. You go to a mother in an urban area, you know, black mother with three kids. She's got 2 years, lifetime limitation she's facing. Man, I got to get off my fucking ass. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't organize. This is beyond my realm of understanding. I go to a mom, white mom in rural Michigan with three kids. She's like, I don't have time to organize. I got 2 years on this. I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do. But at the same time, it was also really eye-opening to me. But when the government cut off welfare, I think it's a horrible thing. Don't misunderstand me. But it really laid the basis for a form of unity that was not possible before. Mm-hmm. Because if the black mother is going to lose her welfare with three kids, and the white mother is going to lose her welfare, now they have something in common, right? So not only am I struggling independently, you know, by myself, but if we can figure out formations like the Poor People's Campaign or other ways that we can now talk to each other and really figure out what unites us more than what divides us, we have the foundation for a very powerful expression mm-hmm. of, you know, what you're talking about in terms mm-hmm. of how people individually try to fight and take care of themselves and are often shamed.
And the point is that we understand if we're really going to challenge and dismantle this system that it's killing us, we have to be strategic. And so the point is that the point of the Poor People's Campaign is to unite the poor and the dispossessed across all the lines that divide us, and there's plenty, and they're adding more and more all the time. And under the leadership of those most impacted, challenge and coalesce, a real movement of organizations, of individuals who want to not just talk about poverty, want to abolish poverty. Mm-hmm. And this system needs poverty. It's clear. They create poverty. We need a different system. So the point of the pillars of the Poor People's Campaign, which is systemic poverty, systemic racism, ecological devastation, and the war economy, all, you know, surrounded and buffeted by this distorted moral narrative, this allows us to pull ourselves together in a way that can really make a difference. And it's never been done before. Mm-hmm. This kind of
yeah.
You know, it's never been done with those most impacted. It's always people talking on our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll allow you. I'll speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we need. We have voices, and we need to have them heard. So this is a way of pulling us together and start pooling our strengths. And it can't be twisted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole point of the stories.